When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. Old School, day before Thanksgiving. Got Jay. Well, before he leaves, he'll give us his picks for Thanksgiving football. What we think happens along the way. Good stuff there. Mark, so Jay was being introduced to the whole concept of taco bar Thanksgiving, and he doesn't use milk with a cereal. He eats a cereal dry.
Nick?
I don't eat a lot of cereal, but when I do, it's dry.
Like what cereal?
Oh, Fruit Loops, Lucky Charms.
So you just eat
sugar.
I can see that.
Yeah.
And Reese's Puffs.
Mark, what would you say to somebody that you found just with a bowl? What would you say? If you walked in and saw Nick with a bowl of Fruit Loops just eating them.
Just grubbing?
Just dry. Dry Fruit Loops, right?
Yeah. Just Fruit Loops. We don't have to put the adjective.
Just
Fruit Loops.
You're the weird one here, right? And we need to clarify that. You know, because if you say a bowl of Fruit Loops, there's an image that comes to mind, and you're not doing that.
Okay.
You know?
I can see Nick eating Fruit Loops with water. Get your little flavored sugar water.
I could not.
He also thinks that peanut butter cookies are better than chocolate chip.
Depends.
Thanks, Jay.
On?
If they're soft in the middle or not. Both chocolate chip and peanut butter. There is no definition. Some people make them better than others.
Mark, proper way to make a chocolate chip cookie.
So I don't like the ones that are all flat, right? That have gotten real spread out and are too soft.
Yeah.
It's got to have some structure to it.
Yeah.
You know, but you're right. Soft in the middle. Can't be hard. It can't crisp when you break it. It's got some heft, you know?
Yeah, it can't be all like air in there. It's got to have some thickness in there.
But I don't want to hold it and have it kind of like flop over.
Yeah, me neither.
You know?
Yeah, it's got to be perfect.
Are you a fork across the peanut butter cookies just because people's grandmom did it?
Yeah, that's You're the only right reason I would ever make it that way. Yeah.
Do what?
Well, they press the fork across the center.
Oh, no, I ain't worried about all that.
We made peanut butter cookies that didn't have that, and people complained. They're like, no, I need the old-fashioned one. So we made the exact same kind, but put the marks on them. Yeah.
And then your thoughts on peanut butter chocolate chip.
Fantastic.
Scrumdiddlyumptious.
Why would you put peanut butter and chocolate together? Why would you do that?
Scrumdiddlyumptious.
Never do
Best
that.
Best of the both worlds.
I
Satisfy
agree, Jay.
Everybody. Compromise.
Let's go through this. We'll go around the four. What is your pie of choice? Jay?
I don't do that. I don't do that on Thanksgiving. No pie for me.
Are we just going to ignore that?
Nick?
Are we just going to ignore that?
It's my stomach.
You got a sensitive stomach.
I mean, I'll eat it, but that's not. Hey, look, man. I'm straight turkey, chitlins, greens, you know, some macaroni and cheese, yams. I mean, that's all. I mean, that pie stuff, y'all can have all that. I'm going back.
See, I just want to point out. A difference between Jay Foreman and I. He will eat chitlins. I will eat pie. Like there's, a like
that's what I'm looking forward to.
There is not enough.
I can get a pie. A rubber dub dub. Let's grub. I can get a pie any day of the week.
Mark, is there any type of cooking that would make you feel like intestines was okay?
is there any kind of cooking
like that you could cook it at 5,000 degrees?
Look, if you tell me it's good,
I will try it.
I am not telling you.
I know you're not. If a person whose opinion I trust on such things says, try this, it's good, I want to try it.
Listen here, in Nebraska, they have a testicle festival.
Don't eat those either.
It's very good.
They brought them in.
Yeah.
Don't eat those either.
And I was against it until I had some. They actually were hitting. No, I'm not going to be out there eating like chicken feet and frog legs and all that stuff. But I'm going to eat some chitlins. So you guys can eat the pie. I could do like a pie, I guess. What do you do?
Who's making
pumpkin pie?
Who's making them for you? You cooking your own?
Yeah, sir. Jay Foreman is cooking.
How long does it take you to clean them?
If it depends on where you get them from. If you get some that are kind of like so-called pre-clean, then it might take you, an hour or so if you really get down. But if you get some where you get them, the wrong place, then you're going to be out 3 hours, and then that's a battle right there.
Describe the smell of your kitchen as you clean them and cook them.
Well, cook them in the garage.
That's the perfect.
Because I don't want to hear anybody's mouth.
I'm just giving you some idea that there's a thing that a lot of people don't want allowed cooked or cleaned in their kitchen.
All the best restaurants just have a grill out back, you don't want to see how it's happening.
Look, man.
Hey, listen here. I could tell you you worried about how it smells when you're cooking it, but when they eat it, they be like, yeah, I see why you do it.
It's pig intestine.
Yep.
Generally positive reviews though when you do it.
Yeah.
See,
phenomenal.
I'm in.
Jay, if
phenomenal.
So I'll ask this, Jay. If Jay brings some of his in, will you two eat them?
Yeah.
Without question.
Well, I mean, that would be over Monday. Them things gone. I'll bring them in. I'll make them more than once a year.
I'll bring some of my guacamole, too.
Oh, here you go.
There's a pairing I didn't know I needed, but.
Here he go.
Just alert every bathroom attendant from Lincoln to the border that somebody's eating chitlins and guacamole. Like, that's just, oh, man. Wow. Okay. So what's on your plate, Jay? Give us the full plate. The ideal thing.
Mashed potatoes, gravy, a little stuffing.
Okay.
Turkey, both white and dark meat.
Okay.
Greens, sauerkraut, chitlins, macaroni and cheese, yams. That's your first. That's just – but I'm going to split it up, though. I ain't going all – I split it up in thirds,
I was going to say, that's – what are you putting it on a tray?
Did you say sauerkraut?
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
I'm not anti-sauerkraut, but on Thanksgiving, like with what? Just piled on there?
Just a little bit of sauerkraut. You kind of, if you want to get jiggy with it with your chitlins, you can, you don't mix them, but you just have one then the other.
A little of A, a little of B, back and forth?
Yeah, because I put vinegar and hot sauce on my chitlins and you got the sauerkraut. But you do like the in sections, you know what I mean? Because I'm going to have my chitlins and the sauerkraut and everything by itself.
Because it can't touch anything. It doesn't exist.
No, because it's all about – I'm going to start off with the stuffing, mashed potatoes and gravy and turkey.
Okay.
That's just coming up just to get the party started.
So that's in game one
of
the day.
Then you're going to have the greens, macaroni and cheese, yams.
Okay. You went south.
Yeah, that's second quarter.
That's the midday.
That's the halftime.
Okay.
Then you're going to have the chitlins and stuff at the end. Then you're going to take a little break, right? Like in soccer, you got the little break.
Okay.
And then you're just going to come back and have a little bit of all three of there, or all three sections to send you to the couch.
Mark, what is the appropriate second meal?
Insulate your home and start saving on energy costs with Owens Corning Foamular Insulation. These panels are moisture resistant and rugged enough to be used above and below ground. Plus, these pink panels are available in many different sizes and thicknesses to fit any project. Save big on Owens Corning Foamular Insulation. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
So you got your first plate, right? Is there a second meal in your house?
Well, I mean, it's just everything is brought back out, and I grab whatever bread I can find. And
so it is sandwich time.
Yeah, it's sandwich time for sure.
Nick, you break us down.
So I'll be going back for my sixth and seventh taco.
Here's a question.
There will be guacamole.
The day after, you one of the favorite things is having turkey sandwich.
Oh, leftovers yeah. is better than it's fresh.
The turkey sandwich. Now, you know, some folks don't get down this way, but stuffing on the sandwich.
No.
I'm in.
Bread, mayonnaise, salt and pepper, turkey.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, throw it all on there.
Just all on there.
Yeah, that's fine.
Cranberry?
Sure.
On the sandwich?
Sure. I take a hint.
On the sandwich?
Yeah. Sure. There used to be a place in Lincoln that had a sandwich like that.
That ain't no sandwich. That's just galosh.
Where it was stuffing and turkey and cranberry
That's like
sauce.
Dead man's stew.
Just, yep. I can hear it.
That's like an everything must go stew.
Does ham make the conversation on Thanksgiving?
Yes, but it ham makes it.
Jake said it was Christmas, not
Jake. Just Jake. You get a little bit of ham. Man, I'm telling you, man. Sometimes people hit you with that prime rib. That stuff be on and popping, especially if they coat it like with salt. I ain't never had it like that before.
Like salt crusted?
Yeah. You had it like that? It tastes different than the regular one. DP, you just ain't all the way here in Nebraska. Your eyes ain't open yet.
I'm stubborn. I was old when I got here.
There's no chance you're doing prime rib, though, right?
On Thanksgiving?
Just in general. A well-cooked prime rib?
I work my way around.
Wow.
No. No, you like what you like. I get, right. I'm trying to figure, so we know what Jake.
Do you
what
eat Jake's, pig feet?
No. No.
Logs, neck bones?
No, negative.
Do you eat ribs?
Yes. Pig feet, look, I don't know how they did this in Nebraska, but you know those corner stores back in the day where you would go and you would get candy, you could get potato chips, that sort of thing. And in some neighborhoods, on the counter,
pickle juice
was this big, huge jar of pickled juice with pig's feet in it, marinating. Now, there was no way to tell how long those pig's feet had been in there.
But that's what the juice is for.
That's the pickling.
Look, man. Nick.
Yeah, I'm out. Yeah.
You walk into a corner store.
There's like the pickled eggs and everything that are pink.
Yeah, the same. Like they were opposite sides of the counter.
Yeah, like I'm out.
Pickled eggs?
If somebody that I trust tells me, try these, they're good, I'm in.
Jay, pickled eggs?
Yeah, I'll do it.
And he's got a sensitive stomach.
Yeah.
I'm thinking my stomach is way more sensitive than you guys. That is good grief, man. Okay, all right. Wow. Listen, we have $50 to put on somebody's Thanksgiving table, courtesy of Canopy Market. So if you text in somebody that's running a little short, bill came up, check was short, let us know on the text line, and we will do that for them. We will absolutely do that for them. I think that's necessary. I think we need to keep giving until everybody has a little bit of this thing.
DP, do you cook though?
Do I cook? All
right, well, are you getting stuff from Mary Ellen?
I'm getting mine from Mary Ellen. Wifey already ordered. Becky can cook for a little tiny thing.
Right.
Yeah, Becky can roll. So.
So what? So
in most of our years, Becky does the full from top tip to top.
What's your Thanksgiving routine? Do you grub, chill, watch a game, go back, chill again, and then the itis is on you by like 7:30?
Deep. Like I can tell how good the food was by the number of times the back of my head hits the top of my neck. Like there's a nod. That when you just fall back in the chair and your head just hits the back and it wakes you up to let you know, hey, man, the itis has arrived. Yeah.
Nick, do you get the itis from tacos?
Every year.
Oh, this isn't your first. You've had tacos years?
No, we do the same thing every single time. We go out, we rent out a cabin, basically, about 20 minutes outside of Lincoln, where there's a ton of area for a lot of, like, all the younger kids in my family to play. play football, play wiffle ball usually.
Do they let you catch the ball when you play with the family?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, do all that. And it works out really well because we got like 30-plus people. Go up for tacos. It's easy to eat. Kids eat them outside. And then they play whatever they're doing. They do whatever they're doing outside. All the parents usually hang out inside, play some poker, or play pitch.
When's the last time you had a Thanksgiving dinner then?
Oh, gosh. Ooh,
when you start looking up to the left, you borderline never.
I don't know. I mean, like, at my other side of the family, on the grandparents, we do, but that's been a much smaller get-together. But there, it's like ham, the sweet potatoes, they're the yams with the marshmallows.
Uh-huh.
With the marshmallows. Uh-huh. And then green bean casserole and pie. Super small.
That's solid Thanksgiving, though.
Yeah, super small. Tacos definitely better. Turkey sometimes dry.
Okay, but here's the question of all. Gravy. Does the gravy go on the turkey?
Yeah.
On the stuffing?
Yeah.
Gravy goes on everything.
You don't just on the potatoes and you just...
Depends on how good the gravy is. If that gravy
and how good the turkey is.
Yeah, if that gravy is hidden, you put it everywhere.
Potato salad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it depends on how it's done. Deviled eggs, all that stuff. This is it. This is my holiday, man. I mean,
I know this is a big deal.
As soon as you wake up Thanksgiving morning, you bounce around like you like Rocky against Clubber Lang or something.
Like, I know I'm so looking forward to tomorrow because I know that I'm going to nap. I'm at the phase in my life where being able to take a midday nap while a game is on and my stomach is full. Ranks pretty high on the joy scale for me.
I'm thinking how many times I can just grub, just with no remorse.
You nap in the chair? Do you go to the bed or?
Just depends.
Just
depends.
Whatever you're feeling.
Depends.
Okay.
Depends. You know, mom-in-law will be there, so you know a little bit of time I gotta hang loose. But that's when I know, like, hey, mom, we've been talking for 2 hours. The nap is here. Like we've been talking.
The time has come.
Right, like
the conversation is over.
Right, so we could do that. All right, so let's throw the break. Nick, you have a trivia question.
Here we go.
Well, we got to do that. Call now 402-464-5685. Honda Lincoln Hotline. Call now. Nick has $15, courtesy of the Upside Bar and Lounge. Nick will ask the question. If you can answer it, you win $15, and we'll. Wet blanket, we are going to get to your text because that's one to deal with. Jay needs to respond to that one. We'll get to that next on Old School.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.